Hello, my name is Dave Emery, and this is side one of For the Record program number 610, entitled The Knights of Malta Revisited. This program is being recorded on September 16th of the year 2007. Before we get into the broadcast itself, let me remind you to take advantage of the vast amount of information available on the Spitfire website and linked websites at www.spitfirelist.com. There's a wealth of printed information and audio information on that and linked websites. We're going to go back in time. Specifically, we're going to go back into the archives to the fall of 1982, and we're going to hear about an organization called the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, or the Knights of Malta. This is a military order within the Catholic Church, within the Vatican, that plays a very significant, although largely unrecognized, role in world affairs. Now, for this information, we're going to be revisiting an article that was one of Kevin Coogan's earliest literary efforts. Kevin is better known to the members of the listening audience as the author of Dreamer of the Day, Francis Parker Yockey and the Postwar Fascist International. Well, back in the spring of 1982, he authored The Men Behind the New Counter-Reformation for the now-defunct Parapolitics newsletter, specifically for Parapolitics number 6. And so we're going to go back more than a quarter of a century in time, and here is the first part of the reading of Kevin's article.
We're going to begin the broadcast today by taking a look at the thoughts concerning the connection between the Protestant Reformation and communism, those thoughts coming from a man named Professor Luigi Jetta of Catholic Action. We're then going to take a look at what Coogan feels is the worldwide rise of right-wing Catholic power. Finally, now we're going to take a look at the Sovereign Military Order of Malta itself. The SMOM is the military wing of the church. It was formed during the Crusades. Finally, now we're going to take a look at some of the key American members of the SMOM. American SMOM members include present CIA Director William Casey, former CIA Director John McCone, both William and James Buckley, and a number of other people. And as I say, we're going to be talking about that during the course of this broadcast. That is to say, some of the key members of the American government and business community who are members of the Knights of Malta. Following that, we're going to take a look at some fascinating information concerning just what the Knights of Malta involves. Basically, any member of the Knights of Malta is considered by more than 40 different countries to be a member of a separate state. Okay, the Knights of Malta are believed to be a separate state by more than 40 different countries. We're going to take a look at the influence within the Reagan administration of a number of right-wing Catholic figures, including former National Security Advisor Richard Allen, present National Security Advisor William Clark, and General Vernon Walters, former Deputy Director of the CIA, and currently one of the linchpins of the Reagan administration's Central American policy. After that, we're going to take a look at the recent inclusion in the Knights of Malta of former Secretary of State Alexander Haig. We're also going to take a look at Coogan's observations on possible anti-Soviet brinksmanship by members of this organization. Next, we're going to take a look at the inclusion or the induction into the Knights of Malta and the granting of a very high Knights of Malta award to none other than Reinhard Gehlen, Hitler's chief of intelligence for the Eastern Front, who served the same function for both the CIA and NATO and went on to become all chief of all German intelligence for the Federal Republic following the war. We're also going to take a look at the influence of the Sovereign Military Order of Malta upon the anti-communist witch hunts of Senator Joe McCarthy, and some interesting information about that. We're also going to take a look at the presence in the Knights of Malta of a man named Tom Bolin, a law partner of Roy Cohn, intimate of McCarthy's, and also a mafia lawyer, also identified by the Torbit document as a key individual involved in the funding of Permandex, identified by the Torbit document as one of the central organizations involved in the assassination of John Kennedy. We're also going to take a look at the role played by Mr. Bolin's law firm in New York City politics. The law firm of Sachs, Bacon, and Bolin basically represents the Archdiocese of New York and its right-wing Cardinal Cook. The last piece of information we're going to look at on the broadcast concerns basically the role of the Sovereign Military Order of Malta's Cardinal Spellman, one of the sort of spiritual guiding lights of that organization during the mid-20th century in this country. We're going to take a look at Spellman's role in American politics, specifically his role in the Vietnam War, his role in getting Diem appointed president, and we're going to take a look at some of the profound policy differences between President John Kennedy and his brothers and the Sovereign Military Order of Malta. Well, we're going to begin, as I say, by taking a look at a quote here from Professor Luigi Jetta, the key figure in an organization called Catholic Action, and, well, just what his significance is for us, we're going to be talking about in a minute. Once again, all of the information on this broadcast comes from an article from Parapolitics Newsletter, edited by Jonathan Marshall. The author of this article was Kevin Coogan. Its title is The Men Behind the New Counter-Reformation. Coogan begins his article with some observations by Professor Luigi Jetta of Catholic Action, and Jetta's thoughts here concern what he feels is the direct connection between the Protestant Reformation and the formation of communism. Professor Jetta writes as follows. 4 centuries ago began that laceration of Europe from which we suffer to this day, and it was the Reformation that worked it. Look at what has taken place as the years unfolded. Protestantism means religious liberalism. It did not take this religious liberalism long to become political liberalism, the liberalism of the French Revolution, which did not express the Christian concept of liberty, but that of a self-styled liberty, a liberty of doing everything and anything that is actually license. After reaching power, liberalism kept saying, laissez-faire, laissez-passer. Then, you see, the social question became more and more sharp, and the early romantic socialism of the last century was born as an instrument for common defense. But this romantic socialism has matured. It has become the advocacy of the dictatorship of a class. It has become a political system, communism. As you see, there is a fatal logic to error. You see how tightly interwoven are the transformations in thought and the transformations in social conditions. Over the centuries, today's communism has descended from the Protestant Revolution. I would add there that Professor Jetta's statement that there is a fatal logic to error contains a considerable amount of probably unintentional irony. At any rate, keep in mind Professor Jetta's thoughts here, because although this might seem a little amusing to you, and the thought of an organization like the Knights of Malta wielding a great deal of influence within our government may seem sort of bizarre, his thoughts are not as irrelevant as they might appear at first, and the Knights of Malta, as arcane an organization as it might appear, is certainly not the subject for laughter. Those of you who find yourself so inclined may want to put your laughter and amusement on hold till you hear something about the organization and some of the people involved in it. There's been a lot of publicity in recent months concerning the so-called liberation theology, that is to say, the role played in liberal or progressive politics by elements of the Catholic Church, particularly in Latin America. Kevin Coogan, in his article here, The Men Behind the New Counter-Reformation, takes note of that and notes that something which has gained far less publicity is the fact that alongside of this liberalizing influence within the church has been an opposite motion, a motion to swing the church to the right, and that this is, and at least this right-wing or fascistic drift within the Catholic Church has been at least as evident and at least as important and far less publicized than the liberalizing trend and elements. Coogan goes on to describe this and then basically locates the center for this right-wing swing within the Catholic Church as the Sovereign Military Order of Malta. Now, Coogan goes on to describe the Knights of Malta and point out, essentially, that the Knights of Malta was the military wing of the Catholic Church of Vatican Order set up during the Crusades and dating back roughly 1,000 years. Coogan writes as follows. To understand the rise of right-wing Catholic power worldwide, it is necessary to clearly identify the heart of the beast. That is an organization called the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, or SMOM, a Vatican order which has been in existence for almost 1,000 years. Better known as the Knights of Malta, this organization began as the military arm of Catholic power at the time of the Crusades. Ever since that time, the Knights of Malta have been in the leadership of the right-wing Catholic aristocracy of Europe in the crusade against secularism, Protestantism, communism, or any other form of social organization which threatens the power of the Catholic nobility. It is no accident, then, that Professor Luigi Jetta, long-time head of Catholic Action, became a member of the Sovereign Military Order of Malta in 1948. Professor Jetta is the gentleman whose thoughts concerning communism and its relationship to the Reformation we read you just a second ago. The next section of Kevin Coogan's article here goes on to describe some of the prominent American members of the Knights of Malta. Included in the SMOM from this country are current CIA Director William Casey, former CIA Director John McCone, head of the CIA at the time of President Kennedy's assassination, both William and James Buckley, and some other people that we're going to talk about in just a minute. Coogan writes in Parapolitics and his article, The Men Behind the New Counter-Reformation, as follows. Today, the resurgence of SMOM is best symbolized by the fact that SMOM member William Casey is the current head of the CIA. Casey will be one of the figures who will give the Donovan Award, trophy of the OSS Old Boys, to John McCone, devout Catholic SMOM member and former head of the CIA. Interject here, McCone is also eventually went on to work for Bechtel Corporation, like another former CIA head, Richard Helms. Bechtel currently holds sway to a considerable extent in the Reagan administration. Continuing here with Coogan's text. It was McCone, in his position as one of the heads of ITT, who played a leading role in coordinating the destabilization of the Allende government in Chile. Other leading members of American SMOM are William and James Buckley. Next, I'm going to skip down Coogan's text here a little bit and read you a fascinating piece of information about the Knights of Malta, namely the fact that 40 different countries consider the Knights of Malta to be members of a separate state. The next section of Coogan's text is going to go on to describe the role of right-wing Catholics, not necessarily members of the Knights of Malta, but right-wing Catholics within the Reagan administration, namely former National Security Advisor Richard Allen, present National Security Advisor William Clark, and also the man named Vernon Walters, former Deputy Director of the CIA and one of the key figures currently executing, and I use that term advisedly, the Reagan administration's Central American policy. Of the recognition by more than 40 countries of the Knights of Malta's sort of political autonomy, that is to say, the fact that 40 different countries recognize Knights of Malta as a separate state, Coogan writes as follows. There are over 1,000 Knights in the U.S. alone. There are many thousands more in Europe and Latin America. About 40 countries acknowledge that the Knights are a sovereign state, and the Knights have their own special passport which these countries accept. Strictly speaking, the current head of the CIA is, in the laws of about 40 nations, a member of a whole different state as well as an American citizen. And keep that in mind during the course of this broadcast, but all the others about the Knights of Malta and related elements. Continuing here with Coogan's text. With the replacement of the right-wing Catholic Richard Allen by the equally right-wing Catholic William Clark as President Reagan's National Security Council advisor, the influence of SMOM has increased. Allen's failure was chiefly due to his incompetence in manipulating Ronald Reagan, a skill that Clark developed over his long years of service with Reagan. With his new post, Clark has brought along William F. Buckley as one of his political consultants. Remember now, William F. Buckley is a member of Knights of Malta. Another devout Catholic, General Vernon Walters, the brains behind the 1964 coup against the Goulart government in Brazil and one of the dirtiest figures in the American intelligence community, has become the key man for both Alexander Haig and William Clark in dealing with Central America. At the same time, James Buckley is being elevated to an even higher post in the State Department as he replaces Robert McFarlane, a close Haig aide who has been redeployed to become a member of Clark's NSC staff. Given the fact that Alexander Haig, whose brother is a Jesuit priest, himself has the closest ties to the right-wing Catholic-run Georgetown Center for Strategic and International Studies, or CSIS, it is safe to say that Reagan will be under total control of this group should they decide to go eyeball to eyeball with the Soviet Union in some new Cuban Missile Crisis situation. Next, I'd like to interrupt Coogan's text here to present some more information about former Secretary of State Alexander Haig. Very recently, Alexander Haig himself has been inducted into the Knights of Malta. The next section of Coogan's text here that I'm going to present will discuss the willingness of various members of the Knights of Malta, particularly these people within the Reagan administration, to, as he puts it, go eyeball to eyeball with the Soviet Union. That is to say, the willingness on the part of the Knights of Malta to play political and nuclear brinksmanship here. And Coogan ascribed that to the willingness of the Knights of Malta to sort of go on a holy crusade. Apparently this is one of the main ideological bents of this organization dating to its origins. The information concerning the induction of Alexander Haig into the Knights of Malta comes from an article in the New York Daily News. That article was run on January 19th, 1983, and characteristically the news headlined that article, What a Night, that's W-O-T-T-A. And I'm not going to read the article to you, but the research credit for this, by the way, belongs to Mae Brussel, the grande dame of American anti-fascist researchers. Worth noting that at this ceremony, presided over by Cardinal Cook, who dubbed Haig Knight, the head of the American Knights of Malta, J. Peter Grace, about whom we're going to talk considerably in the future, basically he lambasted the nuclear freeze. And Cardinal Cook's a name to keep in mind, too, because we're going to talk about Cardinal Cook later in the broadcast. Okay, so New York Daily News, January 19th, 1983, mentions that Alexander Haig is now a member of the Knights of Malta. Going back to the parapolitics article by Kevin Coogan, Coogan writes as follows, that people in an organization like the Knights of Malta could be seriously prepared to run such brinksmanship games should not be doubted. As part of the belief structure of the Knights of Malta, the notion of a holy crusade for Catholic order is central. Men like William Buckley consider it the highest honor to be allowed to dress up in special black capes with white Maltese crosses and swords, as they swear their lives to the defense of the Holy Mother Church. In his book, Real Lace, Stephen Birmingham captured some of the aura associated with the Knights. The Knights of Malta comprise what is perhaps the most exclusive club on earth. They are more than the Catholic aristocracy. They are the nobility, the royalty. While the Knights of Columbus are associated with large meetings and binges, the Knights of Malta can pick up a telephone and chat with the Pope. The next section of the Knights of Malta article here by Kevin Coogan deals with the induction into and awarding of, basically, the induction of Reinhard Gehlen into the Knights of Malta. Also refers to the fact that Reinhard Gehlen received the highest award from the Knights of Malta, their highest decoration. Now, for those of you who may be new to Hard Rain, Reinhard Gehlen was Hitler's chief of intelligence for the Eastern Front during World War II. His organization, Hitler's Eastern Front Intelligence Organization, was called Fremde Heere Ost, or Foreign Armies East. 3 months after the war ends in Europe, 3 months after VE Day, Gehlen is flown into the United States in the uniform of a four-star general, and his entire organization is then grafted onto the fledgling CIA and becomes its Department of Russian and Eastern European Affairs. It provides the U.S. with all of its intelligence on Russia and Eastern Europe for more than a decade after the war. Eventually, it also goes on to become the official NATO intelligence organization, and following that, it became the West German CIA, the Bundesnachrichtendienst, which it is to this day. So the Gehlen organization, four incarnations. First as Hitler's Eastern Front Intelligence Organization, then as the CIA's Department of Russian and Eastern European Affairs, overlapping incarnation. Two, it becomes the official NATO intelligence organization, providing NATO with as much as 70% of their intelligence, and eventually the Gehlen organization becomes the BND, the Bundesnachrichtendienst, the West German CIA. Keep all of this in mind as you listen to the following passage concerning the induction of Reinhard Gehlen into the Knights of Malta and his attendant decoration. Also in this section is going to be Kevin Coogan is going to go on to discuss the induction into the Knights and the reception and also the decoration of a man named James Angleton. James Jesus Angleton was for many years, the CIA's chief of counterintelligence. He also, with Gehlen, became a member of the Knights of Malta in the immediate post-war period. Of the influence of the Knights of Malta in launching the Cold War and Gehlen's induction into this organization, Coogan writes as follows. The crusading nature of the Knights led them to virtually launch both the Cold War, the McCarthy witch hunt, and the last great crusade known as the Vietnam War. In preparation for the Cold War, the SMOM gave on November 17, 1948, its Gran Croce al Merito con Placcia to none other than Reinhard Gehlen, a former head of Nazi intelligence and one of the linchpins of the Dulles CIA drive against the Soviet Union. To grasp the full impact of the award, it must also be realized that only three other men had gotten the Gran Croce besides Gehlen. I would interrupt that makes four people in it in the roughly 1,000-year history of the organization, four people including Gehlen. Continuing here, for the record, Gehlen's brother was the secretary to the then head of state of SMOM, Kapitän Hohenstein, last name Hohenstein. And a footnote to the passage I just read you there, Gehlen notes that the information concerning Gehlen's induction into the Knights of Malta and his decoration by that organization, as well as Angleton's induction into that is the induction of James Angleton we're going to read about, comes from the official general role of the Grand Magistry of the Sovereign Military Order of the Knights of St. John of Jerusalem and Malta, 1949. The reference is there, 329 for Gehlen, 338 for Angleton. More importantly, as Coogan goes on to note here, the brother of Reinhard Gehlen, who was secretary to this man, Hohenstein, then head of state for SMOM, basically, Galen's brother may very well have been a member of the Gehlen espionage machine. This is by no means conclusive, but there is a hint at that from the other information presented here in Coogan's footnote. Coogan writes, Gehlen's brother is sometimes mentioned in biographies of Gehlen as having the codename Don Giovanni and being based in Rome. So keep in mind, Gehlen's brother was definitely Kapitän Hohenstein's secretary, and he may very well have been, while serving in that capacity, one of Gehlen's intelligence operatives. Keep all that information in mind. About James Angleton and his induction into SMOM, Coogan writes as follows. Even more amazing, given his history, is the fact that on December 27, 1946, SMOM awarded the Croce al Merito di Seconda Classe to James Angleton. Angleton later went on to recommend CIA funding for Luigi Jetta's Catholic Action, and for many years, Angleton headed up the CIA's Vatican desk. Okay, so Luigi Jetta, the fellow whose thoughts we read at the very beginning of this broadcast, his organization, Catholic Action, has been funded by the CIA. So, again, his thoughts shouldn't appear nearly as funny as they may have at the outset of the broadcast. Basically, if you find that information amusing, keep in mind those are your tax dollars at work, okay? Jetta's organization, Catholic Action, funded by CIA. Worth noting here also that James Angleton was not only the head of the CIA's Vatican desk, but also, as noted in a subsequent Coogan footnote, head of the CIA's Israel desk as well. Make of that what you will. Worth noting also that James Angleton, while with the OSS, was responsible for the rescue of Prince Giusto Valerio Borghese from Italian partisans. Borghese, an individual we've talked about a lot in the past, we're going to talk about some more in the future, connected with the not only Sindona, but also with many of the right-wing activities in Italy that are featured so prominently in this ongoing series about the shooting of the Pope. The next section of the Coogan article here deals with the profound influence wielded by not only the sovereign military order of Malta, but also the Georgetown, what he calls the Georgetown Axis, upon Senator Joe McCarthy, one of the main figures of the Cold War and the communist witch hunts in this country. And the Coogan article here also goes on to note the fact that McCarthy associate, or McCarthy aide, I really should say, Roy Cohn, was a member of a law firm whose senior partner, Tom Bowen, is also a member of the Knights of Malta. All this information we're going to note here. Continuing with Coogan's text, it was the SMOM Georgetown Axis which also launched Joe McCarthy's career. McCarthy was directly briefed by men like Father Walsh of Georgetown University, who, with the help of the FBI, fed McCarthy his story of communists in the State Department. It is not just a case of deja vu when the group is Georgetown CSIS and it goes after such politically pathetic groups as the Institute for Policy Studies for their KGB connections. It is particularly appropriate, then, that one of the leading figures of SMOM today should be Tom Bolin of Sachs, Bacon & Bolin, the law firm of McCarthy aide Roy Cohn. Tom Bolin's importance in Catholic affairs was underlined when President Reagan appointed Bolin as the U.S. representative to meet the Pope when the Pope stopped off in Alaska after his visit to the Philippines. Bolin, a top advisor to U.S. Senator Al D'Amato, is also leader of the East Side Conservative Club in New York. I'd note the association between McCarthy and Cohn, between Cohn and Bolin, and between Bolin and the SMOM. Also note the relationship between SMOM member Bolin and Senator D'Amato of New York. Senator D'Amato has been very, very vocal in attempting to highlight the alleged and so far unproven link between the Bulgarians and the KGB and the shooting of the Pope. Interesting to note also the influence of Father Walsh on Senator Joe McCarthy. Now, in a footnote about Father Walsh here, Coogan adds that Father Walsh was a fanatic anti-communist and a leading American promoter of geopolitics. After World War II, Walsh went to Germany to debrief his old friend, Major General Karl Haushofer, the world's best-known geopolitician. I would add here, Karl Haushofer was also the sort of father of German geopolitics, the German Weltanschauung that lay behind Adolf Hitler. Karl Haushofer, also a key member of the German General Staff. Okay, back to Coogan's text, back to Tom Bolin, senior member in the law firm of Sachs, Bacon & Bolin, Roy Cohn's law firm. Apparently, the Sachs, Bacon & Bolin law firm also handles the legal work for the Archdiocese of New York and the aforementioned Cardinal Cook, who, according to Coogan, has succeeded Cardinal Spellman as sort of the spiritual head of American SMOM. Now, the relationship between Sachs, Bacon & Bolin and the Archdiocese of New York, Coogan writes as follows. Sachs, Bacon & Bolin is also the major law firm for the Archdiocese of New York and its leader, Cardinal Cook. Cardinal Cook is the direct successor to Cardinal Spellman, who for years was the spiritual center of the Knights of Malta. Not surprisingly, Cardinal Cook had come out recently in opposition to any attempt to limit the spread of nuclear weapons. Today, Cardinal Cook is filling Cardinal Spellman's role as grand protector and spiritual advisor, unquote, to the American wing of SMOM. Next, Coogan goes on to describe Cardinal Spellman's role in reactionary American politics. Coogan ascribes to Spellman much of the responsibility for America's involvement in Vietnam, also states that without Cardinal Spellman's influence, President Diem would not have come to power in South Vietnam. And next, Coogan goes on to describe the irritation felt by SMOM towards President Kennedy. Now, although President Kennedy was a Catholic, unlike his father, Joseph Kennedy, he was not a member of the Knights of Malta and generally put a lot of distance between himself and the Catholic right. Worth noting that Joseph P. Kennedy was the pro-Hitler U.S. ambassador to England during the Roosevelt administration, replaced because of his pro-Hitler sentiments. Apparently, Joe Kennedy was very close to the so-called Clevedon set, a group of powerful British industrialists and aristocrats who preferred the rise of Hitler to any other political events in Europe. Joseph P. Kennedy, very close to those people. And Joe Kennedy's kids, however, as pointed out in this passage by Coogan, that is to say, John, Robert, and Ted, put a lot of distance between themselves and the Catholic right, none of them members of the Knights of Malta. Coogan's text reads as follows. Diem's death and the apparent complicity of President John F. Kennedy in the downfall of Diem to this day still upsets one member of the order, Cyril Tumanov, a white Russian based in Rome who is the official historian of the order. Tumanov, by the way, T-O-U-M-A-N-O-F-F. As Tumanov explained to one of this author's sources, Kennedy felt very uncomfortable with his Catholic connections and was indeed a little ashamed by them. So Kennedy sometimes went out of his way to show his independence from his Catholic roots. Such an attitude by Kennedy, in Tumanoff's view, was, quote, a mistake, unquote. It is worth noting that although Joseph P. Kennedy was a leading member of SMOM, neither John, Bobby, or Teddy are members. That essentially winds up the information on this first program about the Knights of Malta. That concludes the political, military, and intelligence members of this organization, at least American members. And next week, we're going to talk about some of the dominant American financiers who are also members of the Knights of Malta. Following that, we're going to follow some of the Knights of Malta tendrils throughout various aspects of the shooting of the Pope. It's certainly an organization with as many cloaks and daggers in its cloakroom as the SMOM certainly should not be omitted in any discussion of the events surrounding the shooting of the Pope. Okay, so we're going to talk about that in future weeks. Very briefly, before we wind things up completely, summing up what we've looked at in this broadcast, we began by taking a look at what Kevin Coogan described as the rise of the Catholic Rite. We took a look at Professor Luigi Jetta's thoughts concerning the influence of the Protestant Reformation on the formation of communism. Jetta, a member of Catholic Action, Jetta, a member of SMOM, Jetta's Catholic Action funded by the CIA. Following that, we took a look at a number of key American members of the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, including present CIA Director William Casey, former CIA Director John McCone, both William and James Buckley, and a number of other people as well. Took a look at information which maintained that members of 40 different countries, foreign countries, recognized the Sovereign Military Order of Malta as indeed a sovereign order, a separate state unto itself. We took a look at the influence of right-wing Catholics, Richard Allen, William Clark, and Vernon Walters in our government. Also took a look at the induction of Alexander Haig, former Secretary of State, into the Knights of Malta. We also took a look at what Coogan feels to be a proclivity on the part of the Knights of Malta to nuclear brinksmanship, something we should all keep in mind. We took a look at the induction of Reinhard Gehlen into the Knights of Malta and its decoration of Reinhard Gehlen. He was only the fourth man in its thousand-year history to receive its highest award. We also took a look at the induction of James Angleton, former CIA counterintelligence chief, into the Knights of Malta. Angleton also has some very interesting connections. We also took a look at the influence of Father Walsh and what Coogan refers to as the Georgetown Axis upon Senator Joe McCarthy and his communist witch hunts of the early 1950s. Also took a look at the association between Father Walsh and Hitler ideologue and German General Staff member Karl Haushofer. We took a look at the presence in the Knights of Malta of a man named Tom Bolin, senior partner in Roy Cohn's law firm. Roy Cohn, of course, a McCarthy aide, identified by the Torbett document as one of the principal funders of Permandex involved in the assassination of President Kennedy. You recall also we looked at an article in this series on the shooting of the Pope, implicating Permandex in the shooting of the Pope as well. We also took a look at the fact that Mr. Bolin's law firm, Sachs, Bacon, and Bolin, handles the legal work for the Archdiocese of New York. That Archdiocese is currently headed by Cardinal Cook, who we saw knighted Alexander Haig as a member of the Knights of Malta. Cardinal Cook apparently has succeeded Cardinal Spellman as one of the main figures in the Catholic Rite in this country. And we wound the broadcast up by looking at the extreme displeasure which SMOM and the Catholic, with which SMOM and the Catholic Rite regarded John Kennedy, and I think by implication as well, also Robert and Bob Kennedy.
And you've been listening to an excerpt of an old Hard Rain show from the fall of 1982, with yours truly reading from an article by Kevin Coogan, the author of Dreamer of the Day. That article is The Men Behind the New Counter-Reformation, published in the now-defunct Parapolitics newsletter, specifically Parapolitics issue number 6 from the spring of 1982. We're going to continue with the reading of this article on Side 2. This, however, concludes Side 1 of For the Record Program number 610, The Knights of Malta Revisited. This program is being recorded on September 16th of the year 2007. My name is Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.